This is Twit.
So when Temmie came along, did you just look at this and say, I want to be part of this?
Well, yes, I actually joined the company working on other robotics that they had. And I got very familiar with the technical side. And this is a project that I got involved from the start, and I'm very, very excited and proud about it.
Is this their first consumer robot?
Yes. This is actually, we see it as the world's first personal robotic assistant that actually works. Having said that, it probably will malfunction somewhere
It's not a proper demo unless something goes wrong.
This is the prototype, though.
But you're
going to ship in March, you said.
Yes, we already started mass production in Shenzhen, Dr. He's hometown.
But I have to say, you're not making these by cloning them. You're actually building them.
No. We are building them. We're not pulling out any genes from nobody.
I love the box it comes in. No assembly required. It's there. It's ready.
One piece. Yep.
So show us what Temmie can do.
Okay. So the basic layer, the first layer of Temmie that you'll see, you'll kind of recognize it's more like a smart display, like the Amazon Show, Google Home Hub.
So this is a fairly large tablet, like maybe a 9 or 10 inch tablet.
It's a 10 inch QHD tablet.
Very good quality.
I just tapped the interaction button.
It's also its head. It can move.
Yeah, and now Temmie instantly locked on my face, body, and clothes. It's not specifically me, and I'm not wearing some kind of special device.
Can I steal attention?
You can. But it's pretty robust.
I'm getting him over here!
You got it.
Temmie, I got you. So it knows I'm a person and it's following me.
Exactly.
It's a little creepy.
It looks...
okay.
But that's my choice.
Ian, tap in.
That's why we have a button.
There's a button.
On the hand. Yeah. Stop it from following.
He knows what he's doing.
Okay.
And now it goes.
Following me, and then
and I'll show you in a bit.
That's so cool.
What's the use of it?
Yeah, what's the use
of that? Being magical. So as I mentioned, this is a smart display. You can ask questions. You can order an Uber, etc. And the screen will always tilt your face, and you can walk around the house with music, actual sound system, designed sound boxes.
Where are the speakers? Are they?
You've got, it looks
so
like
the
you've
speakers
got
are. Spread. This is a subwoofer.
Oh, so it's got a sub?
Yeah. Two mid-range and two tweeters.
Let's hear some music.
Yeah, hey, get some decent bass going.
Play Kendrick Lamar.
Nice choice. I like Kendrick. You're going to say something bad about Kendrick. You better watch out.
I was going to say some Massive Attack, but hey, you know, to each their own.
Okay. So it's also playing the video, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, so basically this is a full-on entertainment system. You can use Netflix on it and enjoy it.
It sounds good.
And
it's rocking us out.
If you've always wanted Kendrick to follow you, just tap the button. And Kendrick's my follower right now. So, you know, thanks, Kendrick, for following. So, obviously, you know, you figured out that you can walk around your home or office with the internet. You can call it over, which is kind of cool. But what we see as the most exciting feature, it's not completely new to the world, but we've integrated technology which no other company has achieved or integrated into a telepresence robot. So I'm just mirroring the screen now so we can see.
Now, you see, you do need to put a toilet plunger on the sides and get it to say exterminate.
It doesn't do anything but you know, self-contained. Like, it doesn't vacuum or serve dinner.
No. It manages your smart home, so you can tell the vacuum to vacuum.
I see you.
Yeah, so now we're in a video call. What starts as a video call, got it on the display as well. So
it's Danny Isserles, movie star, on the other side. Hey, Danny.
Hey.
Love Foxtrot. Oh, that's cool.
So any point of interest I tap, Temmie will look there. So it's really, really easy to control.
This is for you, from your point of view, you could put this in a museum or in a house and look around. You can see what's going on.
So the first use would be, you know, either in your home, you know, either you're stuck in the office and you promised your kid you'll read him a bedtime story. So you can hop into the robot, tap Bobby's room, and this is something that no one has. It has a LiDAR and 16
sensors. It has LiDAR in it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Talking about this study. It's got a sort of sideways on LiDAR.
Isn't LiDAR like $10,000?
So, you know, we developed it ourselves.
Oh, my God.
So this is a
So it has a 3D image of the room.
It 2D
2D
mapping, And so I can just preset locations, and then I say, go to the kitchen, go to Ian's room, go to Leo's room, and it knows. So that's the easiest way to drive it around.
You're going to have one messed up kid, though, because he's going to think Dad is a robot.
Well, it's interesting. Edward Snowden used something, a very jury-rigged version of something
like
this.
I remember this, because he can't go out and leave the Soviet Union or Russia to
speak. We're both of the age where we think of it as the Soviet Union. And it's not that far off from
now.
No,
but it's coming back, baby.
But yeah, one of the things we were talking about this earlier, one of the ideal things I think for this is restaurants, because it will get rid of the maitre d'.
Oh, it could be a waiter.
Yeah, yeah, this can take you to your seat. This can show you the
drink
menu.
On there right here, like this.
There's a bunch of retail uses, corporate uses that we see from hosting to info kiosk, to enter a huge supermarket and you ask, where's the toilet paper? Follow me to aisle 9.
Yeah.
So that's also something that we're very much looking into. But we are really, really excited about the consumer market. And the reason is we see our mission as, you know, every startup has to save the world in some way. And the way
Please
we're saving...
make the world a better place.
Of course we are. So the way we are making the world a better place is reconnecting people. Why? Because when we do this, we're not actually connected. Right. We're disconnected. So when you come home, put your phone on the Qi charger, and you're done with your phone.
Yeah.
Now you want to consume the internet? It'll process for a second. You won't just scroll like a zombie. You'll call it over, and you'll use it in high quality, comfortably, on your sofa or on your dinner table, however you want, but you won't be like this. You'll actually lift your head, and you'll remember you have family and friends and books and pets. And
a robot.
And speaking of pets, also, my cat would love this, because she used to love riding around on the Roomba. So
you need a little cat seat. I guess that's his cat seat. So how long is the battery life on this?
So the battery is 8.5 hours, continuous, listening to music, following, etc., telepresence.
And it'll dock itself automatically?
Whenever it's exhausted, it docks itself.
It's got a little charger there, and it rolls right onto it. Wow, that is so cool. So it might sleep, it might spend the night on its charger. I love it. It's a little creepy, but I guess you get used to it, right? It's just following you around. And you can say not to.
Yeah.
The idea, though, is it's always there as your entertainment device or your music device. It's, it's following
you. In every room you want, you know, you don't have to go to the kitchen to listen to music.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, remember when we were talking about, you're going to remember the day you first heard about gene editing. Yeah. You're also going to remember the day you first heard about a personal robot following you.
I was going to say, give this thing arms, I'm sold.
We've seen. I mean, I bought a Jibo, remember that? That thing's still in the box over there. That was a really dopey. But it didn't follow me around, except it watched me. And blinked, and it made snoring sounds, which I found unexpected. And then, and remember, we had Corey was one of our sponsors, Bosch's little personal robot. They couldn't get it out the door; they couldn't manufacture it. So, you may win this race.
The race is wide open.
Yeah, we are planning on winning, first of all. And as you can see, unlike Jibo and others, this is not supposed to be cute. This is supposed to be a usable device.
I like the industrial design, though. But you're right. It's not trying to look like a person or an object. It just looks like a utility.
From a robotics perspective, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Because human beings, you know, bipedal robots don't make a lot of sense. They're very difficult to work
on. Can this get over wires and stuff, door jams, things like that?
To an extent, you know, the separators, it goes over it.
Yeah.
I'd say about an inch and a half.
Okay, pretty good.
Or so.
That's... teamy. I hear you saying teamy. Is that how you like to say
that's
it?
That's very controversial. Again, it started teamy. Then we see that in the U.S. everybody pronounces it Temmy. So we're kind of going with the flow. But I'm, you know, from the old age.
Well, you get a little long vowel sound over the E. So teamy.
Yeah.
Teamy. It's better than Temmy. Timmy.
That's my favorite function, by the way. Putting on Timmy.
Yeah,
and having Timmy following me around.
Timmy! That would be very creepy. Where can people find out more about Timmy?
So we have a beautiful website, robotemmy.com.
Robotemmy.com.
Where you can pre-order right now. And you can also see us in beta stores across the U.S.
Oh, you're in the beta stores.
Yes.
That's a really cool place. I love those beta stores.
It is.
$14.99. And you're going to add capabilities and software. I know you're working on Amazon Voice services, things like that.
We're working on all sorts of virtual assistants. This is also an open SDK, so we've already opened a developers program.
Could I write software for Temmy?
Of course.
And what language does Temmy speak? Python? Can I write in Python? I want Temmy to speak Lisp.
Oh.
I'm Temmy. I'm speaking Lisp. I think it would be very nice.
So anyway, fun. So people can write software, too, because there's an open SDK.
Yeah. Mm.
Really nice to meet you, Danny.
Thank you
for coming by. I'm going to watch Foxtrot tonight. I can't wait to see Danny as the bad guy.
I'm just loving this watching following me around the house.
Go ahead. Turn on the follow thing and make him follow Ian for the rest of his life. Now, can you get away from him? Can you run away?
Oh,
confused him.
You
confused him.
If you go too fast. But
so he's not that aggressive. He's not like RoboCop.
Well, no, but at the same time, you've got a good all-round LiDAR performance there.
That's really interesting, isn't it?
And
I like it that you've got LiDAR.
Yeah, that you've got LiDAR at this kind of... Because this thing costs less than a MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
So that you can get a LiDAR system on that. Job done. Nicely done.
Thank you. Thank you, Danny.
Anyway, now stop following me.
Robotemi.com.